So we keep our attention on what we don't want, and what we don't want is what we keep seeking after, and then we despise it. When we put our attention on what we do want, when we shift to a place called unconditional love and begin to view it as something that I don't have to be dependent upon, you can shift right out of it. It's almost as if you had, I gave you money. Let's say I gave you $1 million. And I said, this is the currency that you use to go to the mall and you can buy anything that you want. Okay, that's great. That's currency. That's what I'm going to do with it. So you go to the mall, and the first store you come into, you see this ugly green plastic plant. And you say, ugh, I would never want that. And you look at the price tag and it says $20,000. You say, ugh, that's hideous. I would never want that in my house. And you give them $20,000. You say, send it home. The next store you go into has oriental rugs. It's got all kinds of purple dots on it and all kinds of orange eyes, and it lights up over here. And it's like, and you look at that, you say, ugh, that's even worse than the plant. I would never want that. $50,000? Say, here's $50,000. Send it home. The next door, it's a lamp. $10,000 that you can't stand. And every time you had the currency that you have to attract what you do want into your life, you used it to attract what you didn't want. You get home and you wonder, why is my house filled with all of these ugly plants and lamps and oriental rugs? Because you've used the currency that you have to attract what you do want to get what you don't want. Well, that's the same thing that we do when we place our attention on what we don't want in our mind. The currency for attracting what we want into our lives is our thoughts. As you think, so shall you be. Begin to place them on what it is that you want, and you'll start seeing it shift over and over again. And people who are terrific at getting what they want, you start getting inside of their head and say, what do you think like? How are you organized in here? You know what they always say? I never, ever allow my thoughts on anything that I don't want. And no matter who out there is saying, yes, but you can't do this, yes, but you can't do that, I never allow that kind of energy. I shift away from that energy. That's what separates great masters from ordinary human awareness. I have been talking during this program about a consciousness, an awareness, a level of functioning or living or thinking which involves something that I call spirituality. It isn't restricted in any religious way. It is a divine intelligence, an organizing intelligence that is everywhere at once. Some people call it God. Some people call it soul. Some call it spirit. Back in the times of slavery, there was a young man, his name was John Newton. He was 23 years old. And he had what is called Satori. I love to say that. Satori, S-A-T-O-R-I. And it means instant awakening. The idea that you can create something in your life now. In Zen, they have a proverb that says, when the student is ready, the teachers will appear. So it's just being ready. And so you don't have to go through this long, involved process to get to enlightenment, where you get it 5 minutes before you die. Instead, you can have it when you are ready. The Native Americans, they have a word called Natohi in the Aleut Indian. Natohi. And it means great seeing. Like, I don't see, I don't see, I don't see, and boom, there it is. I see. And it's like in a dream when you just have this awakening, this light goes off, and you just know. Intuition, if you will. Intuition has been described as, you know, if prayer is you talking to God, then intuition is God talking to you. It's like hearing that voice. And you know it. And John Newton, this 23-year-old sea captain, had a ship full of human cargo that he was bringing from the west coast of Africa to the New World as slaves. And he had this satori, this awakening. And in this moment of awakening, he realized that what he was doing was horrible and defenseless in terms of his own inner sense of morality.